White. Elmshaven, St. Helena, California, December 29, 1905. My dear son, W.C. White, I am, health-wise, better than I was 1 week ago. The review of what may be before me has been like a lodestone of trial, and the thought that I might be removed suddenly by death and things so very important left is an unfinished condition was nearly more than I could endure to contemplate. I am now earnestly at work hours before the members of my family are astir. We breakfast at 7 a.m., have prayers before we breakfast. We have had until 1 week ago continually beautiful weather. There has been some rain and mist a portion of the day, but I have ridden out but twice during the week. Sunshine today. I have many things I wish you and Elder Daniels, and those united with him in his labor in Battle Creek, to have just as soon as possible. I have very decided testimony that I am sending to Battle Creek to Elder Daniels. I fear he will leave before he gets this. I think I will send telegraph message to Terry till he receives this that I send. I have written to Elder Haskell at Loma Linda and telegraphed to him after receiving the letters from him that I am sending to you. Both Elder Cottrell and wife and Elder Haskell and wife were at San Diego, according to the last news. I had a most cheering letter today from Elder Burden, with excellent good report that patients are increasing. One aged couple brought them $6,000, and they are to be kept while they live. We'll send you the letter. Ever since you left, I have been at times like a cart beneath sheaves, weighted down in soul. You tell our brethren Daniels and Prescott, I beg of them not to be depressed now. We have matters now that call for action, and every man and woman must have faith in God. Do not distrust God. Think, oh think of our benevolent Heavenly Father, of what He has done for us, and now stop every breath of distrust. Their not having money just now will lead them to do as many others have to do, feel the weight of pressure for lack of means. God would have us all in touch and sympathy with one another. Brethren, where is your faith? Be of good courage. Others have to hire money. I have had to hire money personally to advance the work. We must work patiently and take everything to God in prayer. He knows all about the matter, and we shall see of the salvation of God. But when the good Lord has done so much for us, shall we distrust Him now? No, brethren, I do not think we will. Our Father in heaven knoweth our necessities before we present them to Him. Nevertheless, pray with thanksgiving, and open your mouth and praise the Lord. Loads of discouragement will come if you invite it or allow it. This is my trouble, knowing that every church member, children of the fallen Adam, must either be born again or never see God. Saith our Lord to all who repent, a new heart will I give thee, that is, a new birth. Ezekiel 36, verse 26. Let us act in full confidence and trustfulness. The Lord suffers our faith to be tested, that we may know how to endure the trying of our faith. I have, in contemplation of my work as God's messenger, to repeat over and over the messages given me, notwithstanding so little heed is given to the messages God has sent. While the messages of error and pleasing fables of which God has warned in His Word are accepted, the warnings through the messenger He has used to open before them dangers which concern the welfare of their souls are not regarded. They give heed to deceiving spirits and refuse the messages of correction. This gives me pain of heart. For days I have been in such heart pain that I feared I should not live until morning. We will, I said to my soul, live or die. I will bear these messages as God's chosen messenger. I am sorely tried, but I am going to do my God-given work for souls that are hanging in the balance. And some who have need to weep between the porch and the altar and cry, Spare thy people, O Lord, and give not thine heritage to reproach, are not awake. Joel 2, verse 17. They are asleep. Eyes have they, but they see not. Ears have they, but they hear not. And the Lord is put to open shame by their crooked, perverted, sinful ways. Oh, that this influence that has been growing in resisting the messages of warning could change. Oh, let us not mourn for the lack of means, but for the lack of the Holy Spirit of God. I now close this epistle. Be careful of your health, W.C. White. I have sent you a pair of stockings. I do not know where Clarence directed them. You are so neglectful of yourself. Keep your feet and limbs warm. If you need, get you a pair of all-wool blankets and never get into a bed without your blankets. Save ill health, exposure. Your family are all well. It is now 7 o'clock. I send this to go tonight.